And it is time for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by the TAMS Agency in Avoca. And taking a look at area softball scores from Thursday, it was AHST blanking Griswold 7-0. Atlantic swept Shenandoah in a doubleheader 10-0 in the first game, 5-2 in the second. Carlisle was a 1-0 winner over Winterset. Also in softball, it was Charter Oak Ute beating Denison Schleswig 5-4. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln down Sioux City West 11-2. Creston swept Kemper Catholic 11-1 in the first game, 21-5 in the second. Des Moines Christian was a 15-3 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Earlham was a 4-1 winner over Woodward Granger in softball. Elsewhere, it was Fremont Mills blanking Nishnabotna 12-0. In eight innings, Nottoway Valley got past Mount Air 7-6. Ogden beat Panorama 13-7. Prairie Valley was a 5-4 winner over Coon Rapids in high school softball. Southwest Valley swept 2 with East Union, 17-11 both games. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 14-7. It was Westwood over West Harrison 11-7 in softball, and Whiting over West Monona 8-7. In baseball action, Cam was a 21-12 winner over Essex Thursday night. Carroll beat Greene County 23-11. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over East Sac County 6-5. Des Moines Christian doubling up on West Central Valley 4-2. Earlham was a 9-3 winner over Woodward Granger. Also in high school baseball, it was East Union over Southwest Valley 2-1. Harlan blanking Clarinda 8-0. It was Lamoni over Orion Magsburg 5-4. Bedford was shut out by Lennox 22-0. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 4-1. Nottoway Valley got past Mount Air in baseball 6-5. It was Ogden over Panorama 6-5. Sioux City West swept two games against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 7-5 and 7-6, respectively. Also, it was St. Albert over Red Oak 9-2. Stanton beating Clarinda Academy in high school baseball 30-7. Underwood was a 12-8 winner over Trainer. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 15-0. And West Harrison was a 8-2 winner over Westwood of Sloan. Elsewhere in sports, Harrison Barnes will be returning to the building. He won two state championships in high school. The Ames native and his Golden State Warriors will play the Denver Nuggets in an NBA exhibition game set for October 16th at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
I was actually talking to my mom last night, and I don't know if it's deja vu, but I have a picture in my house when I was probably 2 years old. And it was actually my very first NBA game, and it was the Golden State Warriors versus the Denver Nuggets at Vince Auditorium.
And that's Harrison Barnes, who says his first experience with the NBA was an exhibition game between the same two teams back in 1993 at Vince Auditorium.
You know, it's very ironic that we'll also be playing the Denver Nuggets again, but I just want to say I'm, you know, extremely happy to obviously be coming back to the state of Iowa and to have a chance to play, especially in an arena like this where I've had some pretty good memories.
And he says he's thrilled with the opportunity to play in his home state.
Because, you know, any time that I play in, you know, Minnesota, Indiana, Chicago, there's always Iowa people that, you know, make the commute, but there are some people that can't. So to be able to come back home and to be able to play, you know, in front of the hometown fans, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Arena General Manager Chris Connolly says they've been working on this game for several months.
This game in particular, we first started talking to the teams that will play 6 to 7 months ago. We need to get it on the schedule that early because they do play a lot of preseason games and there are a lot of neutral games. So we probably first started having talks in late October. And it takes 4 or 5 months to, number one, get a date, make sure both teams are able to do it. So it's a lot of work and planning, and it takes a lot of time.
It'll be the first time Wells Fargo Arena has hosted an NBA exhibition game since it opened in 2005.
We had a lot of opportunities in years past where we thought we'd get a game, and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. So we couldn't be more thrilled that this one's worked out, and it's a great matchup, especially bringing Harrison back home.
Connolly says tickets to the general public will go on sale next week. Well, speaking of the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have taken a 3-1 lead in the finals by putting together another dominant performance in the first half against the Heat in Miami. The Spurs carried a 55-36 lead into halftime and cruised to a 107-86 win over the Heat. San Antonio shot 56% in the opening half while holding the Heat to just 35%. That came one game after the Spurs set an NBA Finals record by shooting 76% to take a 21-point halftime lead over Miami on Tuesday. The Spurs now have three chances to win their fifth title and end Miami's two-year reign as champions, 1 year after they blew a 3-2 series lead. Game 5 is on Sunday at San Antonio. No team has overcome a 3-1 deficit in the finals. The Heat owned an 11-game home playoff winning streak until they were outscored by a combined 40 points in the first half of the last two games. Also in the NBA, if Donald Sterling is forced out of the NBA, the LA Clippers owner is looking to take a few heads with him. A person with knowledge of Sterling's legal strategy says his team of lawyers has hired four private investigative firms to dig up dirt on the league's former and current commissioners and its 29 owners. The individual says investigators were given a six-figure budget over the next 30 days to examine the league's finances, allegations of previous discriminatory conduct, and compensation to past commissioner David Stern and current commissioner Adam Silver. They're also looking into whether owners ever made any off-color jokes or racist or sexist remarks. Sterling is suing the NBA for $1 billion in federal court after the league tried to oust him as Clippers owner for making racist remarks to a girlfriend that were publicized. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by the TAMS Agency in Avoca. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.